Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masachet Yom Daf Ayin Dalet Amud Bet at the top of the Amud, about to investigate the basis for the five or six Inuyim mentioned in the Mishnah. Tanu Rabbanan, Ta'anu Et Nafshotechem. The Torah says you must afflict yourselves. Yachol Yishev B'chem Amud Sinan Kadesh Yitzdayar. I might think that means you have to actively go sit in a hot place or in a very cold place in order to be in pain. The Torah compares it to abstention from malacha. Ma malacha sheva al taaseh. Malacha means just don't do it. Inui nefesh sheva al taaseh. Inui nefesh just means do without certain pleasures. But maybe that means totally passive. So if a person's in a hot place, he's not allowed to get up and move to a cooler place that's more pleasant, or vice versa. The answer is, Dumya de Malacha. Ma Malacha lo chilakta ba. Malacha, we don't distinguish between what your circumstance is, afinui lo tachlokbo. Therefore, you just have to abstain from certain things, and where you're seated or what your other circumstance beyond those is, does not make a difference. Tanya idach, tanu nafshotechem, yachol shevacham tzinam tztayer, tabonomor, chulacha lo tasu, macha davar shachavin alav makom acher, finu nefesh davar shachavin alav makom acher. Here's another route to learning that inu nefesh does not mean active self, affliction. And that is, malacha is something that in other places is forbidden. Similarly, inu nefesh is something that in other places is forbidden. And what's that? Meaning, the Torah already forbade forbidden foods, so that must be the reference here also. Avi pikul v'notar shen b'karet. So perhaps you're not allowed to eat pikul v'notar because they're also karet. V'lo avi ata tevel shen b'karet. Maybe tevel isn't covered. That's not karet. There's a separate word, ve'initem nafshotechem. Ribas, so there's a ribui. Aviyat tevel shub mitah, v'lo aviyat hanaveh l'ashen mitah. Maybe that only extends to things that have some sort of heavenly, killing, but not nevela, which is makot. Tamalomar te'anu, ve'initem nafshotechem ribah. We have yet another ribui. Aviyat hanaveh shub balav, v'lo aviyat hachulin shenem balav. How do I now extend it to regular food? So I could reasonably stop there and say you're not allowed to eat anything unless it's something where there's a mitzvah to eat it, like truma. Okay, truma you could leave over to the next day without any loss, but kodshim you have to eat that day. There's a problem of notar. Which means the Torah says you must avoid eating, and pigul and notar become the starting place, but it extends to all eatings, even things where there's a mitzvah to eat the thing otherwise. So here is another concern. We'll see what that is. If you're not happy with that, we have another proof, which is that Hashem says, I will have that soul be lost. So it's an illusion that the inui mentioned is something where the person is losing, like on the way to death. That's avoiding eating and drinking. So what was the concern at the end of the braita? Perhaps the entire pasuk is talking about arayot. Abstention from sexual behavior doesn't get you weaker or close to death. So therefore, it says, therefore it alludes to the fact that inui means abstention from food, something that if done for a long time would kill you. We have inui in the context of the man. We're going to look at that in greater detail soon. And so that involves hunger. So the inui here is also hunger. Why don't we learn it from Lavan's condition with Yaakov, where ta'aneh means to abstain from conjugal relations? The answer is, the description of the man talks about all of Bnei Yisrael, and so does the command of Yom Kippur. You can't compare that to the interaction between Lavan and Yaakov and their private commitment. Perhaps it reflects the inu of Mitzrayim. In other words, maybe you have to do hard work. But the inu of Mitzrayim in the drasha means abstention again from sexuality. from sexual relations. So, and that's public. In the description of the man, that God was ma'ana you. And here God is commanding you to do, as opposed to the Egyptians, whose inui was to prevent us, or as a result of the decrees, we abstain from sexual relations. Now we go into a lengthy drasha about the man. Hamachilcha man b'mibar l'man anotecha. God gave fed you the man in order to afflict you. What was the inui? Because as we saw earlier in the context of the Meshalech Tasair, it's better to have some food available that you know is there. You don't feel as hungry. And here, since what's the inui? The fact is, you won't see tomorrow's food till tomorrow. He says that the inui is just that you don't see the food. Rabbi Yosef, Mikan Remez, the Sumin Shochlim, and Sfein. Rabbi Yosef, who himself was blind, says, here you see a hint to what I've been telling you, that a blind person doesn't get much pleasure from his food. Rabbi Hilkach, man di'id le'sudata lo lechla elo b'imama. So if you have a nice meal, eat it during the day, or in a well-lit room, you will. Rabbi Zeira, my kra, tov marei naim halach nafesh. So that which you see is good. Shlokesh tov marei naim b'isha yotem migufo shal ma'aseh. So he has another drasha on this same passage. And he says this, actually looking at a beautiful woman is actually more pleasurable than the act of being with her. Once we have this passage, we also bring the following. When a person, and the pasuk in Mishnah, when a person looks at the coast, he will walk straight. Anybody who looks at his cup, meaning that he gets drunk, then arayot start looking okay. The whole world looks okay, meaning all these surim look okay. We have another machlok of Yom Rabiasi. What does this pasuk mean? Two opposite takes. Chanamar yashchena midato. Yashchena midato. If you have worry in your heart, put it out of your heart. Chanamar yashchena lachim, the opposite. Talk about it with somebody else and release it that way and you'll get rid of it. Nacha shafar lachmob. Zemin Rabiasi. Chanar filu ochel koma neolam to'im behem ta'am afar. If somebody is like that, no matter what they eat, then it'll taste like dirt, like a snake eats. If a person is going to eat everything, he won't be happy till he eats even a little dirt. All right, this is somebody who's all worried. Tanya, Rabbi Yossi, bo rei shalokin at HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Navas Ardam. Look how different God is than people. Medavas Ardam, makin techaviro, yoredi molachayav. When, if you insult somebody, that person comes after you. But God cursed the Nachash, and then the Nachash has food everywhere. He has food on the roof, or food on the ground. He cursed the Nachash, and the Nachash has dirt everywhere. That was the curse. He again cursed Canaan to be a slave, and now the slave gets food everywhere. He cursed the woman, and now everybody runs after her. He cursed the earth, and now everybody gets the nutrition from the earth. Okay, to the complaints of Bnei Israel in Balotcha about the man. Remember the fish that we ate in Egypt. Chinam. Rabbi Shmuel Charamar Dagim. Daga means Dagim. Charamar Arayot. It's an allusion to sexual relations. Manamar Dagim Nichtiv. Nochal. We ate it. Manamar Arayot Nichtiv. Chinam. Chinam means without any implications. The mandam arayot aktiv nochal, but how can you say that with the word nochal? Ishtamal yanakad is a euphemism. Nichtiv achol machtafi avramal lefalti yaven. The famous pasuk about the woman at the end of Mishlei that uses eating as a sort of a mask for sexual relations. Mandam again man chinam. What's chinam? To have ma'itin lahum yafkera. They would get women who were hefker. Tamar Mark, Shai Yisrael Shavin Mayim Hakadosh Baruch Hu Mazvin Mayim Metocha Mayim Dagim Tanim Bechadehen. So they would bring fish from the hefker, and then what would happen? And this is really the key pasuk about arayot. In that context, in Bechukot, in Balotcha, so Moshe heard the people crying by their families. What does that mean? Al iske mishpachotav. Shnasu lahem lishkav etzlam. That there was a prohibition of incest. So now they're darshaning that both of them were there. They're upset about the food they were missing from Egypt and also about the free arayot that they had before Matan Torah. Okay, Ether Kishuim Atav Atichim, what are the squash and the watermelons? What's that a reference to? Remember, Rasi Chadam Artam Kola Minim Ta'amu Baman. This is the famous drasha that you could taste anything in man. Tam Chanish Tam Minim Halal Lo Ta'amu Bo. But they didn't taste these five things. The five things they complained about, those they couldn't taste in the man. They could taste anything and actually feel the texture of it. But these five things they could only taste but not feel the texture of. All right, and in describing the man, we say, this pasuk is actually in the original parsha of the man in Shmot. It says it's like a coriander seed and it tastes like honey. Amravasi, agol kigida, v'lavan kemargalit. He says the man was round like that kind of seed and it was, white like a jewel. Tamiachi gaj dome lezera pishtan v'givolin. It looked like a flax seed. Achimamim gaj dome lahagadash moshecha libosh ladon kemayim. Why is it gaj? Because it's like hagadah, like stories that draw you to them. God, because it would identify whose child it was, because you'd have a proper amount of man fall outside of each tent, and if this baby was really the Shivel Arishon of the first husband she had, it would fall from to that tent. Okay, Lavan, what's that? Shabbinim Otem Shal Yisrael, it would cleanse our sins. Just like an Avi could tell somebody who what was hidden in the crevices. Same thing with the man, Ketzad. So the man is called a god, like a Magid. So two people came to Moshe with a complaint about who the slave belonged to. If the Omer of that slave was in the first master's tent or outside of it, then we know that it was really stolen by the other guy. But if it really was at the second guy's house, then that the sale was legit. Husband, a man, a woman came. Each one complains that the other one has had an affair. Tomorrow we'll have mishpat. If the Omer is in her husband's house, we know that then she has been disloyal to him. But if the Omer is in her father's house, that he has abandoned her and had an affair. So how do we put these three psukim together? Tzadikim yirala petach batem. The tzadikim, it came right there in front of their tents. Benonim yatsu v'laktu. The benonim had to go out and collect it a little further away. And Rishaim shatu v'laktu. The Rishaim had to really go out and scout to find their man. K'tiv lechem uchtiv ugod uchtiv v'tachanu. So is it bread? Is it cake? Or is it something you have to grind like wheat? Hakitzad, same distinction. Tzadikim lechem, benonim ugod, Rishaim tachanu b'rei chayim. Okay, if you're a tzaddik, then it came as ready bread. Benonim, it came as ugot, that had to be put together and baked. And Rishayim, it came as wheat. Odachu bamdocha, they would grind it in a grinder. So along with the man, jewels came. This means like perfumes that have to be ground. They had to bake it. What does that mean? Little vegetables that you put into the pot. This now is talking about the Mishkan and the contributions. My baboker baboker. Why does it say baboker twice? From Shmuel Nachman and Rabbi Yonatan. If they brought it from things that came every morning, which is the man, so they see that great jewels came to them with the man, and that's what they brought as their donation to the Mishkan. Back to the Mishkan, the Nisi'im brought these Shoham stones, Tana Nisi'im Mamash, these are really the elders, Nisi'im Ruach V'Geshem Ayin, Nisi'im here meaning wind. That's the wind brought it, and that's an allusion to this idea of the man coming with these, being accompanied by these jewels. Ve'ata amo ketam l'shad hashamen, that the taste of it was like l'shad hashamen. Mashad zeh. Hashad is a, they're playing with the word l'shad, is shad, meaning a breast. Tinok to'em ba kamatamim, the baby has all sorts of taste that he gets from the milk. You would get several tastes from the man. By the way, we found now a bunch of different approaches to what the man tasted like. A specific taste, tastes like anything you want except five things, tastes like any of the things you wanted, or just had several different tastes. Ikadamri l'shed mamash, mashed zeh mitapech l'chama gvanim, hafaman mitapech l'chama te'amim. Maybe the illusion really is a shade. Just like a demon changes its colors, so the man would have different colors that it would look like. Okay, when Moshe is asked, has responds to the complaint, he says, God is going to give you meat at night and bread in the morning. They asked inappropriately for the meat, and therefore they were given at an inappropriate time in the evening. And they had to go collect it. Lechem sheshalu kohogem, but they asked for the bread appropriately. Tanam kohogem was given to them properly, right there, ready. Kamli v'atorah derecher, so lechal adam basar ala balayla. But you see also that you should eat meat at night. Rabbi Haimandi leisuta loy leichle ala miyamama, but Rabbi said at the beginning of this discussion, because of the issue of a blind man, you see that you should have a meal during the day. So ke'en yamama kamrinan. We mean, well, in a well-lit room, enjoy the food. Originally, the Israel would just forage for their food. Moshe established Mansuda by having the meat at night and the bread in the morning, and so then they ate at regular times, and that's why the Gemara in Masachet Brachot, in the third parak, suggests that Brachat Hamazon might be a mitzvah taseh shazman grama, that the Mishnah then had to say that women are chayavot. Okay, we'll pause at this point. We'll pick it up with further more of the discussion about the man in the next podcast. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.